Well,
well, I guess let me finish this. I was talking about how important the black vote is, and you know, we ourselves don't know just how critically important our vote is, but those who don't want us to understand that are doing everything within their power to disenfranchise us and not allow our votes to count.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, you know, what's happening. And that's what's why Souls to the Polls and now Power to the Polls is in place. But again, you know, I think there is an issue that we're really trying to take up, that we can not only win elections, we got to make sure that something happens after we win the election, and that people go into the election knowing that there's certain things that we're really going to try to push and force, that it isn't just up to the person who wins the election and expect them to do something, because that never happens. But I think Pastor Lewis was talking about, this new organization that we're starting can bring together, you know, both the community and the Souls to the Polls and other organizations, you know, to actually, you know, be able to be much more effective as we try to do that. So, you know, that's the purpose. And, you know, again, we're just asking people and encouraging people to come down at 9 o'clock on Saturday and see what it's about and why it can make a difference in our community and why it can really actually change things.
You know, we just had a United States Senator on the air, and in her conversation, we were talking about the price of medication that is ripping people off, people who vote. And I understand why people get frustrated when you see things that are occurring that really aren't in the best interest of the electorate or you know, people who vote. And the fact of the matter is, you people don't understand that once you vote, that's not the end of it. Holding people accountable is where, you know, it has to go. And so, yeah, you know, it's one thing to vote. It's another thing altogether to follow up and make sure that the people you put in office are going to do what's in the best interest of you, the voters, and not for the special interests. Pastor Lewis?
Yeah, you know, and that's so important, Earl, because, and that's where we fall short. You know, after we vote, then we don't come together to make sure that we hold folks accountable. And when they see that, when they see that you're not going to hold them accountable, they believe they can do just about anything they want to do when they want to do it, and they can ignore you if they want to, and all those things will and have occurred in our community, because once we get finished with voting, you know, everybody just, you know, drops everything concerning, you know, accountability. And that, and that's what we're trying to change, and that's why we're talking about building a block of voters so that, you know, not only do we vote during times of elections, but we also stay together during times where we need to access accountability pressure. And so if you just look at local elections, you know, look at the primary that just occurred. You know, not many people participated in that primary for mayor. And that needs to change. And that's my biggest frustration, is that we just don't take local elections as serious as we need to. And we continue to let people who are in these offices just go without even having to answer to us. And that's got to stop, man. And that's part of why, you know, we continue to fight like this, Earl. It's so frustrating. You know, I quit every day, man, because I said, man, this is just not, you know, this ain't even, you know, making sense to me. And, you know, but then I get up in the morning, I say, well, we got to fight some more, because we just can't let things happen to us, Earl. We got to make things happen for us. And that accountability is so huge, and we're not really focusing on making folks accountable. You know, we rest too much, we rest too long, and we need to stay on the wall making sure that people are addressing our issues, and that's year-round. And that's why we have become a year-round organization, trying to make sure that we do that.
Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really, you know, does something special in, you know, in what Souls to the Polls and now Power to the Polls does, is that it isn't just, you know, sit back and, you know, vote and then something will happen. It really says to people, that's only the first step. The important step is that we follow through. And we've seen that on several different campaigns that we've been, you know, working on. You know, that's what really makes the difference is that you not only elect somebody, but that you follow through with it on the important things that are important to the community. And then in turn, the community starts to see that this actually does make sense. And it isn't just a waste of time, or it isn't just something that doesn't, you know, doesn't really matter. So we think we've hit the right formula and are looking forward to the next 6-7 months.
So, you know, I really want to extend the invitation to have you guys back because, you know, I know we had planned on having you guys on for the entire hour this morning, but, you know, Senator Baldwin wanted to get a message out, so we usurped you guys for a moment, but it is so critically important, this conversation, that I've got to bring you guys back in. And as we move through this process, when you look at the suffering that is happening in our community, undue suffering, and it just continues unabated in all different levels. You can even look at what's happening now with the evictions and the continued carnage, the fact that, you know, we've got a legislature that wants to take over the school district, and you don't hear a mumbling word from many of our elected officials who continue to get elected over and over again. Somebody asked me the other day, I couldn't even remember who my alderperson was because I haven't heard anything from that person in such a long period of time. But all of those things have to come to an end in order for our communities to move forward. And so, you know, having you guys back on the air and us having, you know, more conversations to enlighten people to what lies ahead, I think is part of the solution to it. Pastor Lewis, you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I just want to ask folks to join us Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at G's Clippers at 2200 North Martin Luther King Drive, because we're going to be rolling out this new organization called Power to the Polls. And it's going to be an organization that's working with our Souls to the Polls group, trying to get information and education out to community. Information and education is key right now, Brother Earl, because people don't even know there's an election. We have to make them aware that there's an election. And after we have that meeting at the, well, not a meeting, an event at G's Clippers, we're going to go out and we're going to canvass that community. So please come out Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, G's Clippers, to see the rollout for our Power to the Polls organization.
All right, Bruce, we'll have to catch you the next time. Pastor Lewis, thank you. It won't be the last time. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Miss Brenda Wesley. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.